T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to Florida this morning. And Pete Combs, who's been following the destruction from Hurricane Michael, he's in Destin, Florida. A stretch of the Florida panhandle, Pete, is wiped out. The storm made a catastrophic direct hit.
You're exactly right, and that's probably the most apt description I've heard. Wiped out is right. Mexico Beach, Callaway, parts of Apalachicola, parts of Panama City, certainly. The devastation is incredible, and the word that I've been using to describe it is the only one I can think of: heartbreaking.
Yeah, heartbreaking, and it's one thing to see these images we have over the last 24 hours of the devastation, but you were able to actually drive through it. What's it like?
You drive through on the main drag, like in 15th Street in Panama City, and so you're driving down, and this has been cleared by the military. They used heavy equipment to push the debris aside. In some cases, there are power poles that have been broken and snapped, but they're still connected together, and so the lines and the poles are lying covering part of the street, and you have to get around that. Everywhere you go, you have to look up and make sure that you have clearance, because there's debris, there are wires. And then there are the buildings that you look at, and you see these things that look like somebody punched a hole through it with a very big fist. There are roofs that have been completely collapsed into buildings, walls blown out by the storm winds. And everywhere you look, there are downed trees. And I tell you what, the biggest effort here in the next few days, I can't stress this enough, is going to be search and rescue for the people who elected to stay behind. They were told you're not going to have any help during the storm. What they weren't necessarily told was it will be days, maybe weeks, before anybody can get to you. And this is a problem exacerbated by the fact that Verizon phones are still not working. That system is down. So a majority of the people who may be trapped have no way of communicating that to anybody in the outside world.
That's terrible. And also, this hospital situation down there, a number of hospitals had significant damage too and had to evacuate patients during this.
Yeah, I'm understanding that. What I saw was all these caravans of ambulances and emergency workers, fire trucks, going into and out of Panama City by the only way they could do that, which is US 98. Westbound is what I saw. I couldn't even get to the city center. The storm damage was so bad. At that point, the roads are still, in many cases, blocked. Access by police, that is a different story. That's not really been an issue for me. People seem to be going and coming, even those who were evacuated, without any kind of hindrance. But the police are obviously overworked, and some of the stories I'm hearing are they're getting kind of surly. They're worried about their own families, and so there's a lot of tension in the street right now.
Hearing you describe this, how are these people dealing with what they're left with?
You know, in the conversations that I've had, in almost every one, what they tell me, they say in a monotone. You know, they're talking, they're describing the damage to their homes. They're describing the friends who were hurt. They're describing, you know, not being able to talk to people outside of their immediate reach. And when they're doing that, it's in a monotone. It's in a way that makes you think they can realize this happened. They can say A, B, C, and D, but they haven't processed it yet. And so you know that somewhere in there, there's going to be an emotional response. You don't know what that'll be. You don't know when it's going to come, but you know it's there and it's struggling to get out. And that's really hard to observe and to communicate with people like that.
Wow, what a heartbreaking situation. Pete, thank you for joining us this morning. Pete Combs, live in Destin, Florida, following Hurricane Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.